You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn. Today we're meeting the four candidates seeking to be mayor of Carolina Beach in New Hanover County. Joe Benson has held the seat for one term and is not running again. In the previous segments, we met Tom Ellickson, Leanne Pierce, and T.D. Scaringi. Doreen Stanley is with me now. She's lived in Carolina Beach for 3.5 years. She spent the last couple of decades working in public safety, which includes, she says, as a firefighter, lieutenant, captain, and instructor. She's also worked for 911 Communications and the North Carolina State Highway Patrol as a communications specialist. Doreen Stanley, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you so much for having me.
Today's conversation is pre-recorded. Why do you want to be mayor of Carolina Beach?
I feel that our country needs political reform. We are in an age where people are being divided by party. And
are you seeing that happen in Carolina Beach?
Yes.
A local level?
Yes, ma'am. And I believe that political reform, because I'm a member of the Constitution Party, although I'm not all about party, I'm about vote for the best person for the job.
And it is a nonpartisan race.
That is correct. So I believe in leading by example. I'm old school fire, old school public safety, and I believe that we need to get back to leading by example and treating others as we would want to be treated. And I feel that our current political leadership is not empowering our community the way they should be. We need to be empowering our people, and we don't seem to be doing that at the current level.
When you talk about empowering your people, do you mean staff members, or are you talking about constituents?
I'm talking about employees of the town as well as constituents. I believe that people need to be more involved in their government on the local level, on the state level, and on the federal level. And in order to do that, we have to respect people's time. So one of the goals that I have going forward, if I'm elected as mayor, is to encourage participation from the public through many channels, online channels. The town's in the process of trying to redo their website, and I'm hoping that that will include avenues of to where the public can participate in the decision-making process. It shouldn't be all left up to the elected officials.
You've said you'll take a more common sense approach to management issues. Specifically, what are your criticisms of the current council?
We all have to work together. So it's not necessarily criticism. It's about prioritizing our decision-making process. My platform is a prosperity platform. And what I like to concentrate on in the decision-making process is prioritizing the levels of affairs that are being discussed at Carolina Beach. One of the problems that I have with the current council is that for the new CAMA land use plan, our natural resources are not priority number one, and they should be. Without our natural resources here in this area, we do not have a sustainable community. My goal going forward is to prioritize every decision that's made with my prosperity platform.
How does that show up, the natural resources not being the number one priority? Specifically, how does that show up and what needs to change in that plan?
In the plan, the current plan, the goal is to improve the appearance of Lake Park Boulevard and major thoroughfares throughout our town. And, of course, with improvement of the appearance, we have stormwater concerns. We also have concerns with our natural resources. So in my platform, how can you honestly put the appearance before your natural resources when making decisions going forward for improvements or updates to our community?
You've said that you would fight for prayer before council meetings?
Yes, ma'am.
And the term One Nation Under God?
That is correct.
Does that mean Christian prayer? Or would all denominations, all religions be welcome? What does that mean to you?
I am non-denomination now. That means fighting for all denominations, all beliefs. If someone's offended at us recognizing that there's a higher power above us, I just ask them to be adult, to be an adult in the situation and just, you know, maybe exit the room and then re-enter once the meeting starts. I believe the majority rules, and most folks in our town and in our community are up for prayer, and I am too. I have a lot of faith, and I believe that good leadership is attributed to faith. Without faith, you don't know where you're going.
You don't support contracting with Lanier for parking. Why is that, and what would you do with the town's parking management?
The average employee in the town of Carolina Beach, including their health insurance, is said to be around $67,000. So I believe in bringing those jobs back local. Lanier Parking is not a local company. They are out of South Carolina. I have went around the town on foot. I've had a lot of residents bring it to my attention that over 60 to 70 parking meters have been out of service this season during peak season. So the town has lost a considerable amount of revenue because of this. I just believe that local folks that are hired by the town, when they are managed well and they're empowered to do their job, it creates more revenue for the town.
What about availability of parking? That's always been an issue in Carolina Beach.
And it always will be, because everybody wants to come to the beach. So I am not for a parking garage or any type of structure like that in our community. I think our community should stay quaint. And I think there just comes a time when we have to accept that we can only allow or have enough parking for so many people to be on our beach. We don't want our beach to be overly crowded. With overcrowding comes difficulties in managing the beach strand, such as trash removal, cigarette butts, upkeep. So parking will be always an issue. There's lots of things that our town could do in order to mitigate the parking issue by changing some of the parking spaces to be more parallel parking, or just changing the angles of them to where you could get more vehicles inside our community.
When you think about climate change, the increase in the severity and frequency of storms, we just got through Dorian, which didn't have much of an impact on the Cape Fear region. But are there lessons to take from Hurricane Florence and Dorian and planning for the future? For instance, is there infrastructure in Carolina Beach that can withstand a major Category 3 hurricane? And do you need to plan for that?
Absolutely. Our town currently has a flood mitigation system that is comprised of pumps that are stationed around certain areas of our town. And those pumps have worked very well in years past. In Florence, we did have a pump failure that was repaired by FEMA. So we do need to continue our flood mitigation, especially in the Canal Drive area. And there's lots of options that our flood committee for Canal Drive is working on. So I don't want to overstep my boundaries with what those folks are working on as we speak. But we do have a very nice pumping system within our town, and we have very, very educated employees who handled Dorian exceptionally well. So there was no flooding this time. Florence was attributed to the failed pump. So
over the last several years, the fund balance in Carolina Beach has dropped lower and lower and lower, to the point where this past year the local government commission felt they needed to step in and issue a warning about that. What would you do to build up the fund balance? And what do you think has been going? Why is it continuing to drop?
It's continuing to drop because the federal government keeps dangling grants in front of us. And naturally, communities want to take advantage of those grants. But with grants that the federal government offers us, or the state also does it, you have to match a certain portion with that. So we've done a lot of improvements, a lot of capital improvements within our community. And going forward, we have to have a more balanced growth and spending plan. So getting our reserves back up will improve this year because we do have some loans that are maturing. So that fund balance should improve. But going forward, we have to have a more balanced spending plan and capital improvement plan.
And just a few seconds left. You get a free pass. You get one thing that absolutely gets done the way you want it to get done. What is it? What's your pet project?
Empowerment of the people.
All right. Doreen Stanley, that's our time. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's this edition of the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Thanks also to T.D. Scaringi, Leanne Pierce, and Tom Ellickson. Coastline's producer is Caitlin Freund. Technical director is Ken Campbell, and production manager is Caitlin Hanrahan. Rachel Keith is news producer. Coastline is a production of WHQR Public Media. The voter registration deadline is October 11th. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.